We'll riff on the old line that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a lot of people and organizations to run a village. All across the landscape, organizations, both governmental and non, are at work trying to keep up with the needs of the people in our communities. The Oregon Community Foundation puts out a couple of rounds of grants every year, and the spring round just went out, putting more than $5.2 million in grants into organizations all across the state of Oregon. Let's hear from OCF and an organization that got a grant. Kurt Hildebrand is the OCF Regional Director for Southern Oregon in the studio with me. Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here.
And something like, $392,500 across Southern Oregon?
That's right. From Josephine to Lake Counties and to 20 different grantees, it was just about $400,000.
We have one of the grantees with us as well. Sarah Kitting is the Executive Director of Healthy U. That's just the letter U in Cave Junction. Sarah, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Good to have you both here. So, Kurt, let's back up a step. Give a sketch of the OCF and what it's set up to do.
So Oregon Community Foundation is an organization that has been around for about 50 years. We just celebrated that birthday last year. It is the largest foundation in Oregon, but it is made up of over 3,000 funds. And so it is a community foundation. And we like to say you don't have to be a billionaire or a millionaire to start a fund at Oregon Community Foundation. And through a collaboration of our staff and volunteers and donors, we make grants out to every corner of the state. And this community grants program has been happening for about 27 years, and it happens twice a year. And this time, the spring cycle is for general operating funds. And so those are flexible funds that nonprofits can use as they're coming up with innovative solutions to meet the needs that they see arising in the communities where they live.
I noticed that a lot of general operating funds here. So this is some of the money that an organization can use just to keep itself doing its daily work.
Yes, these are crucial funds for anyone who has ever run a nonprofit. They understand that it just doesn't work without this kind of grants, like this and gifts like this.
And so does the other round of grants in the fall?
Mm-hmm.
Is that earmarked differently?
It is. That is for capacity building and program expansion and for small capital grants.
Okay. Sarah Kitting, a little history, if you would, of Healthy U. Some people might still know it as the Illinois Valley Counseling and Support.
That's right. Yeah, that was our original name. And then we were founded in 2011 as Healthy U. And we're in Cave Junction in the Illinois Valley. And we're a professional resource center that promotes personal growth, physical well-being, and helps with life's challenges in a warm, confidential, and affordable manner. And we're also health for the mind, body, and heart. So the programs that we offer really target the whole person, so in a very holistic way.
Did a mission change come with the name change from Illinois Valley Counseling and Support?
You know, I am not quite sure. I'm not privy to that detail because I wasn't there at that time. Mm-hmm. But I know ultimately, I think we really have always had like a holistic approach from the start.
All right. But some sort of in-person, person-to-person talk therapy, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that was one aspect which actually ended this past March. But for about 13 years, we did offer traditional talk counseling.
Mm-hmm. How important are these grants to keep the services coming at Healthy U?
They are invaluable. They are so important. Some of our programs we offer for free because they're for children and families and ones we've done for elders in the past. And so that really reduces the amount of fee-for-service amount of money that we bring in. So to have these funds they help support my salary, they help pay for our rent, our overhead costs, keeping the lights on and the doors open. If we didn't have these type of funds, it would be really hard to be doing what we're doing.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about keeping the lights on and the doors open at a bunch of places across the state of Oregon, thanks to the 2024 Spring Cycle of Community Grants from Oregon Community Foundation. We have OCF's Kurt Hildebrand, the Regional Director for Southern Oregon, in the studio with me, and you're hearing from Sarah Kitting, the Executive Director of Healthy U in Cave Junction. We are live. We can take your emails if you'd like to come in to jx@jeffnet.org. So it sounds like you're quite aware, Kurt, of the importance of the grants to the places that receive them. I mean, do some of these places get grants annually or at least regularly?
Yes, many of them apply for this every year. And I really want to highlight the diversity of nonprofits represented here. This grant cycle is meant to target nonprofits that are small rural organizations and what we call culturally specific or culturally responsive organizations. And so here in Southern Oregon, we are really blessed to have a lot of organizations that are really specific to the communities that they're serving. And they're the boots on the ground. They know the needs better than anyone else. And so we like to follow their lead, listen to what they're saying about what the needs are and what their innovative solutions are for those needs, and meet them where they're at.
In a grant cycle like this one in the spring with a lot of the operating money, I mean, how many new grantees versus repeaters?
Well, that's kind of the heartbreak of it, is that I couldn't tell you exactly how many are new versus repeaters, but what I can tell you is that we're only able to fund about a quarter of the incoming grants statewide. And that really just points to the need. The need is great. We're so grateful for all of our donors that make this possible. And we just, more than anything, want to grow every year and be able to meet more and more of these needs.
Talk about the process then. What is it like to apply for the grants, and what do you look for among the grant applications on the OCF end?
So nonprofits apply through our online portal. Then those applications, you know, we're very clear upfront about what we're looking for and what will make a successful application. And then those applications are reviewed by volunteers of ours. The Oregon Community Foundation is able to do what it does because it's really an enormous collaboration of volunteers and donors and community leaders all over the state. So our volunteers will read through these grant applications and score them, based on the criteria that we're looking for, and they guide our decision making about which grants are really most in line with what we're prioritizing in this cycle.
Sounds like a lot of work on the receiving end. And then, Sarah Kidding, what is it like on the applying end? I mean, how rigorous a process is it just to apply for a grant like what you got from OCF?
Yeah, I guess based on my perspective of applying to some other grants from different types of foundations, it's fairly simple. The amount of work that I had to do in the documents I had to compile is pretty small compared relatively. And then after the process, at least from my experience last year and this year, there's not a reporting process, which really reduces the amount of work on our end and allows us to have more time to focus on like the actual work that we're doing.
How many other places do you generally apply to grants for? Do you have is it a short list, a long list?
Yeah, it varies, but now we're applying to more just because we're requiring more funds for new programs that we have just started. I would say probably at least 5 or 6 that I've applied to this year so far.
All right. And are grants your primary income source?
They are now. Yes, mm-hmm. That changed this year, but they are going to be the primary source of our income now.
What had been before that?
So counseling was, counseling brought in a lot of money through insurance reimbursements. And now that we don't offer that service anymore, our therapist retired. We shifted our focus. We opened a preschool this spring, and that requires a lot more funding to get going.
Well, I can imagine. Yes. Sarah Kidding's our guest in the exchange, the executive director of Healthy You in Cave Junction, one of the recipients of an Oregon Community Foundation a spring cycle of grants. Kurt Hildebrand is with OCF, the Regional Director for Southern Oregon. Kurt, can you give us some highlights, talk about who got grants in addition to Healthy You in Southern Oregon?
Sure, yeah. So like I said before, went out to about 20 grantees around this four-county region. That went all the way from Cave Junction, where Sarah is, out to Lakeview, includes grants to Malin, Oregon. Anybody know where that? That's in Klamath, Klamath Basin. Yeah, and Chiloquin. So some very rural areas, as well as you know, here in Ashland and Medford. Grants went to the Compass House. If people are familiar with BASE, they received a grant through this cycle. The Rogue Action Center, we're very pleased to support them. Applegate Siskiyou Alliance, this is just a few of the grantees that I would mention. Also,
yeah, Compass House, which has been a regular on the Jefferson Exchange. I see Friends of the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument. You got a bunch of things on here. I noticed on some of the other parts of Oregon, cities too. Small cities, but yeah.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes these grants can go to city programs that are meeting the needs that we're trying to address at Oregon Community Foundation.
It's quite a scatter, too. It appears the grants went to all 36 counties of Oregon?
Yes, yes. We're very proud of that, to be able to really reach into the very far reaches of this very large state and some very rural areas.
And I wonder, in some of those rural areas, and in your domain, that would be Lake County, where there's not a lot of population. Are there not a lot of applications for grants then as well?
Yeah, not a lot of applications for grants. Because of some really generous giving, both, you know, within Lake County and around the state, you know, within our four counties in this region, Lake County really receives the most, you know, kind of grants and scholarships per capita. And we haven't even talked about the scholarships aspect of what Oregon Community Foundation does. That's a large part of our purpose as well. And, you know, a graduating senior in Lake County that has a clear idea of what they want to do after high school is likely to get quite a bit of help through our donors.
Wow. On the grants, the community grants in the spring, $20,000 seems to be the magic number. Most of the grants in that amount, it seems.
Yep, that's about right, and that's the average. There are some larger grants, you know, in the top end. We had BASE and Rogue Action Center each got $35,000, and some of the requests were smaller than that, smaller programs that you know, maybe only need $5,000, $10,000. And so, yeah, we just respond to the need as we see it.
And Sarah Kidding, you already mentioned that you are providing a preschool now. So it sounds like you got some big plans for your grant.
Yes, we do. Yeah, you know, like Kurt said, this is for operating costs. But then I guess the trickle-down effect of that is we open this preschool, and we now take a cohort of 13 3- to 5-year-olds 4 days a week, 4 hours a day, and there's some real magic happening in our space now.
Any areas besides that you'd like to get into? Or are you just looking for the right grant or other funding to start something else?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I look at it from that perspective of the right grant to start something else. I think I always look at it as like the needs of our community. What does our community need? And that was a really big need that we saw, was the preschool. And so that's where our energy is now. But as needs come up over time and we have the capacity, then we're open to starting something new.
What are the eligibility requirements for the preschool?
Just being 3 to 5 years old. And beyond that, you know, we try to make it really equitable for families as far as cost. We do a sliding scale model because, you know, we believe that preschool is a right and it shouldn't be a privilege. So that's our main goal.
All right. Kurt Hildebrand, give us the big picture. Where does the money from OCF come from? You mentioned the people who give and they have all kinds of funds within OCF.
That's right. Over 3,000 different funds within OCF. And so that's coming from individuals, a lot of whom I think are probably listening to this broadcast right now, who have chosen to do their philanthropic giving through the Oregon Community Foundation. And often that's a bequest that is set up in someone's will or trust. Oftentimes it's an active, what we call, you know, an active account or an active fund that is distributed or dispersed through a donor-advised fund. And so that's when the donor themselves is deciding where the funds should go. Many of these community grants are supplemented by donor-advised funds through the Oregon Community Foundation. And so, yeah, that's what our giving looks like. And I do want to point out our next cycle, the fall cycle, actually opens tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So for people who are listening to this who might be at a nonprofit, please go to our website. That's OregonCF.org. And also, if you are interested in talking about a possible philanthropic legacy, same website, and it should be easy to navigate once you get there. But yes, it, like you said, it takes a village, and we're happy to play the role that we do.
All right, OregonCF.org for the Oregon Community Foundation. Link from our website at JeffExchange.org. Thank you to Kurt Hildebrand, Regional Director for Southern Oregon for OCF. And thank you to Sarah Kitting, the Executive Director of Healthy You in Cave Junction. See you, Sarah.
Thank you so much. See you later.